everyone. Well, welcome to Stutter Talk for October 9th, 2014. This is a story time episode with Lee Caggiano, Acceptance of Stuttering from a Parent's Perspective. Well, welcome back to Stutter Talk, Lee.
Well, thanks, Peter. It's always a pleasure.
Lee Caggiano is director of the Stuttering Therapy and Resource Center of Long Island, a board-certified specialist and mentor in fluency disorders, the mother of a son who stutters, and co-founder and director of Friends, the Association of Young People Who Stutter. Lee serves as a consultant to many school districts, as well as teaching the graduate-level fluency courses at New York University, Queens College, and Long Island University Post. Lee, did I miss anything there?
I think you covered it all, Peter.
So this story time series is a new series at Stutter Talk, and the reason that I invited you on, Lee, so early in this series is because I have many fond memories of sitting in the back seat of the Caggiano car and hearing different people, including yourself, talk about stuttering from a stutterer's perspective, from a parent's perspective, from a teenager's perspective. So I'm going to put myself back in the back seat of your car. And I would like you to tell your story of acceptance of stuttering from a parent's perspective.
Thanks, Peter. Looking back, I guess it's kind of tough all around. And I've become so involved in the stuttering world. When I think about acceptance, it is not always from a parent's perspective, and very seldom from my own perspective as a parent. But it's not too difficult to get back to that and think about the times when I realized the role acceptance was having, or the feelings that were coming from beginning to accept stuttering. And I guess that's it. There were no specific times when it happened. I think I was kind of dragged into acceptance. I started this whole journey out looking to make my son okay. And that's what it felt like at the time, that he was not and he needed to be okay. And somewhere along the line, that changed from what he needed to be okay was not that he needed to become fluent. He needed to become comfortable. And that's when acceptance came in. When I think back of the moments that my son began to accept his stuttering, and I started realizing I needed to get along with that quickly. We were leaving. We had gone to our very first convention. It was a National Stuttering Project at the time, now National Stuttering Association. My son was 9, and I can't even remember how we found out about the NSP at the time, but there were, 100 or 200 adults and maybe 4 kids at that first convention we went to. And it was, without a doubt, life-changing. Without a doubt. I mean, I watched him running around like he was as comfortable there with strangers as he was when he was home. He was just chatting away, and I still remember the other kid he was hanging with, and they were playing basketball and talking to adults, and I was amazed at the adults I met. And I had never met anyone else who stuttered, and I was still coming from this mindset that this stuttering thing was what was preventing us from all being okay. And I don't know if these are moments of acceptance, but I guess they were moments along my way towards acceptance. I remember asking a group of adults, who they all seemed so very cool. They were successful in their jobs and their personal lives, and they were warm and embracing us. And I remember asking a group of adults why they didn't just use their tools. And I think back on that moment, I'm so grateful for that group of adults for tolerating my question. Sometimes I think now I wouldn't tolerate that question. And I still remember the look on one man's face in particular, who said, if it was even close to being that easy, don't you think we'd be doing that? So there were those moments. I'd like to say that that did it to me, but it didn't. We left that convention, and we got back into the Caggiano car, and my son started stuttering. I can picture it. We had some old van, and my son was, we were leaving for a family vacation after this convention, and my son started talking about whatever he had just done, and he was stuttering away, and I remember jumping in and saying, don't forget to do your stretchy talk, or whatever obnoxious thing I thought was going to make this all better. And he stopped and said, I don't have to. It's okay if I'm stuttering. And I remember that moment thinking, I'm going to have to get along with this. I can't be playing both sides now. This has to become okay. It wasn't. It did not become okay for me for a while after that. I still worried that he wouldn't be okay if he continued stuttering. So there were these moments. I think I needed, as a parent, I needed to get more comfortable with stuttering. And more than, I think the thing that helped me get more comfortable was I benefited. I clearly don't know that this will work for all parents, but there is something to it. The more time I spent with people who stutter, the more easily it was for me to let go of some of those fears. And that's all that lack of acceptance, all that searching for fluency at the time, that all stemmed from just fearing. It's like every parent will understand that fear that things are not going to be okay. Once I started seeing people who were okay with their stuttering, they were doing everything that I would want for my then 9-year-old. You know, they had lives that they were living and enjoying, and they were involved in their communities and their relationships and their families and their careers, and, you know, they got married, they had children. Whatever it is that I wanted, we wanted for my son, they were doing. But it took me a while to be around that world before I really let go of some of those fears. And it's interesting, and I was afraid I would ramble with all this, but it's interesting now to talk about those fears, and that is where that endless search for whatever it's going to take to make your kid fluent, it all does come from that fear. And I think as a professional, sometimes I forget that with parents. And maybe, you know, with kids who stutter also, I guess that learning to accept the stuttering, you have to let go of the fear first, the fear that things won't be okay. There's a certain amount of trust. This is all just going to keep playing in my head for the rest of the day. I can feel that. It's something the field needs to keep in mind about acceptance. And if someone is still holding on to the fear, it's really hard to accept for whatever it is we're dealing with. It's just hard to accept that this is what is if we're still afraid of it. So the pieces that helped me get there, I guess, were those experiences that helped me not be as afraid. Those experiences that maybe gave me hope. You know, the first time, you know, all little pieces. I mean, there's not one piece that's going to make that change. The first time I called the NSP, I remember hearing, it was John Allback, who was the director at the time. I remember hearing this man on the phone stuttering. And it was the first time I'd ever heard anyone stutter. And he was so hopeful. I hung up the phone feeling hopeful, and I wasn't able to explain it for years, what that connection, that hope, that things could be okay. And that, I guess, was the beginning of acceptance. I don't know if there's one defining moment. I think not. I think there's probably several small moments that help you begin to trust. But while I thought about this conversation over this past weekend, I kept thinking that there's no way for me to separate my acceptance as a parent of a kid who stuttered, to separate that from the benefit of support. I would not have been able to do this on my own. And I don't know many people who can get to that point on their own. So it was just very interesting to realize the role support played in my own acceptance as a parent. When I think back on my son, man, he was much quicker than I was to accept it and just move on and enjoy it. But I think, that was the beginning of the acceptance, and I'm not sure how many other moments really rang as true to me on what helped me get to such a better place. And I will often be with parents and hope that the parents can get there so their kids can. I'm just thinking my son got there before I did, which just might speak to my son. In trying to look at this journey of acceptance, I do remember the many, many moments and experience that helped me get there, and moments when I realized Mike was there. And then another moment that I'd realize what a great place he's in. I remember when Michael first went away to college, which is always a big deal for any kid, any parent. Clearly for me it was. He seemed to jump at it. I remember calling his dorm room. So the dorms back then had their own telephone. And I remember we left him at college and we came home and I had all those concerns, not particularly stuttering related, and I was aware that wasn't concerned about the stuttering, I thought. And I called the dorm room phone and I got the message. Michael left the message. And I remember it hitting me that, wow, his two kids who could have left the message, Michael left the message. And it was one of those, I don't know, those moments where things seem a little clear. I was like, stuttering is not the issue. It's not an issue now. So I guess that's one of those moments when you realize you've gotten there. You've gotten to that point of acceptance and just kept moving forward. So that was a memory for me. And I thank you.
Lee, I thank you. I'm so glad you shared your story of acceptance, and you ended out by telling about Michael leaving the message on his voicemail at college, and it gave me chills, and I just want to thank you for that.
My pleasure. Yeah. We'll have to do this again, another topic that's not so emotional.
Absolutely. Why not? I'm going to hold you to that.
You got it. This is fun, actually. It's like therapy. I should write you a check.
Absolutely. I should write you a check. Okay.